Hello and welcome to a Thursday night Supporters Club podcast on the 11th of December 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. It is Thursday. It's a couple of weeks to go till Christmas, which is quite worrying in some ways. Hope everyone is prepared for Christmas. I've been busy this week. As you know, I've had this week off work, off my day job, and I have been sorting out my two sheds, my garage and my office, just to, well, every now and then I think it is good to empty everything out, sort it out and get rid of anything that doesn't need to be kept. Anything that I haven't used in over a year is my sort of motto. And it's amazing just how much clearer it makes my brain when everything at home is clear as well. So, yeah, this is why I'm a big proponent for cleaning and tidying our sheds, keeping it organised at the best of times. But also, I like to think that once a year, like the army, we get inspected. I mean, we don't get inspected, but I try and prepare it for the fact that we might get inspected. And that's where I'm at this at the moment. Everything's much, much tidier, much, much clearer. So I'm very, very happy. However, one of the other things that I've been doing today is sowing the lettuce seed from this month's supporters pack. Now, lettuce is one of the easiest but most rewarding crops that we can grow. And you can be picking the leaves from just within a few weeks if you're treating them as cut and come again. Overall, they don't take up much room. They can grow perfectly well on a windowsill if you don't have any outdoor space that is protected. And what I recommend you do is grow them indoors in a kitchen windowsill if you haven't got a greenhouse or a veggie pod. Mine have gone into my veggie pod where I've just sown them directly onto the soil. But you could just get a tray, fill it up with good peat-free compost, firm it down lightly and scatter the seeds over top and keep that on your kitchen worktop or windowsill. They need to be somewhere between 10 to 15 degrees C, which is the ideal germination temperature, and that usually will take 7 to 10 days before they germinate. Of course, just keep the compost moist. Now, one of the important things to remember is lettuce does need a bit of light to germinate, so don't cover them over. Just press them into the soil, into the compost, to make sure they have good contact with the compost, and that should do them fine. Now, once the seedlings have had a couple of true leaves, you could prick them out into modules, small pots, if you want them to grow as heads of lettuce. Personally, I like to grow mine as cut and come again, but if you do want heads of lettuce, you can prick them out once true leaves show, put them into their own pots, maybe 5 to 7 centimetres tall, and then you just let them grow on like that. Really easy, harvest when you need them. I like to pick the leaves just as and when I need them. And that's it really, really, really easy. Really easy thing to grow, especially at this time of year. And I do think it's important to grow at this time of year as well. I'm lucky I have a greenhouse. I've got the shed. And that gives me the opportunity to grow more of these sort of salad leaves throughout the winter months, which means I keep up with fresh, healthy food. Now, I always like to share my plans for this weekend because I think it just gives you a bit of an idea what I'm going to be doing. Now, tomorrow being Friday, Lee Connolly, the Skinny Jean Gardener, as he was known, now the gardening school coach, is coming down to visit me, and we try and meet up every now and then. We're very good friends, as I'm sure you are aware. We're also going to probably be meeting up with a few other gardening media people, so a lot of chat going on about gardening and things, although I think it's going to be a bit of a chill out time. Going to just have a good visit, I guess is the way to say it. Saturday is looking dry and bright, so I'm going to head down to the allotment for most of the day. General tidying up, of course, clearing dead material, pulling the last of the annual weeds, making the beds look neat and tidy, etc. etc. Streaming the grass, very long at the moment because it hasn't been cut for a while, so while I'm getting it proper tidy, we'll really need to lift the whole plot by giving it a strim. Mulching the beds with compost, perfect job for this time of year. It protects the soil, feeds the microbes and sets the beds up nicely for spring. And I'm going to dig over any of the potato beds just to make sure I've not left over any potatoes before they sprout again next year. One of the final things I've got here is the currants and gooseberries need their annual pruning. Tidy up the shape and encourage good crops next summer. One other thing I've made a note as well is I've got to pay the rent. I've got to pay it by Sunday. It's £105 for the year for my two half plots. Don't know how much you pay for your allotments, but would be interested to know. Now, Sunday, that will be a day spent in the kitchen garden, catching up on things around the garden. I've got a mow of grass again. Again, it is getting long. We've got lots of seeds to sow. I've been sowing lots of chilies and aubergines and sweet peppers at the moment just to get those going. These are in my heated propagators when we're hoping they're just going to germinate. I've also been trialing and going to continue this on Sunday. I've been saving a few seeds and I'm just trying to see if they germinate in order to work out if they are going to be worth keeping hold of. I've also been sowing a lot of names on the tip of my tongue now. I can picture them, things like cress, microgreens, that's what I was looking for. I'm sowing quite a few microgreens at the moment and going to be sowing lots more. Might do some pea shoots as well. Also got some small seedlings that need to be potted on. These are things like thyme. I've got quite a bit of thyme actually. And once I've potted them on, given them a bit more space to grow, well, then all that's left is that we need to sort and store any pots and trays that I don't need immediately. This means cleaning, disinfecting them so that they go away clean and they don't harbour any diseases. So that's my plans for this weekend. But if you are looking for a few things to do in your own garden or your own allotment this weekend, I've got a few ideas for well as well. So hardy salads such as lettuce, mizuna, rocket, wintercress, microgreens, pea and bean shoots, things like that, well worth doing if you do want to continue growing food all year round. If you haven't already planted your garlic, there is still time to plant your garlic. Mulch fruit trees and soft fruit bushes with well-rotted manure or compost if you have any available, or anything that you might have that can be used as a mulch. Tidy the greenhouse, removing any old crops, wash down the glass and clear out any debris. Harvest any remaining root crops before the weather really turns cold and wet, and check winter structures like cloches, mini greenhouses and cold frames, tighten fixes and replace any broken planes. And of course, don't forget to clean and oil tools, especially secateurs, loppers and hoes, something that I spoke about just the other day on the main podcast. And of course, supporting wildlife really pays dividends at the moment, especially, and it will pay off when it comes to spring. I know there's a lot of restrictions in place when it comes to birds, but still encourage you to do that. Well, that is it for tonight's Supporters Club podcast. Thank you, as always, for your support. It genuinely does help keep everything I do going. I will be back on Sunday for our live stream and, of course, the main podcast on Monday. We've got our recipe coming out Sunday and things like that as well. Getting a bit behind with things at the moment. It's that December period, but we'll get back on it. Well, guys, you take care and I'll speak to you again next time.